Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba.
Blessings in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing and glad in him. Hallelujah. We thank you this afternoon. This is Prophet Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministries and Jesus Christ, the Chainbreaker School of Deliverance and Healing. Welcome you to our afternoon Bible study. Hallelujah. Today, I have a very exciting topic we want to get into. We want to talk about dreams. Particularly, I want to talk about why do people eat in dreams. But before I get into that, I have a brief introduction I want to go into. And then we're going to go right into our teaching. Hallelujah, because this is a very fascinating subject. Hallelujah. Dreams are very, very important. And the sad thing is many of us take dreams very, very lightly. But dreams, God speaks to us. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. He speaks to us through that still small voice. He speaks to us through his word. And he speaks audibly to us. So we thank God for that. But he speaks to us. Many a times God will speak to us in a dream because during the course of the day, how many of you know that we're so busy and the sounds of life tend to cause God not to be heard? Hallelujah. So God lets a man lay down and then God opens up and speaks to us. So we want to be always in the will of God. And so whatever it takes to hear the word of God, we must be in position to receive it. Anything that is supernatural, unfortunately, in these days and times, people don't want to hear about. But dreams are very spiritual. They are supernatural. Now, we know that all dreams do not come from the Lord, and we're going to get into that. But I want us to understand that dreams are not fictitious. Okay, so but let us open up in prayer. Getting into my teaching already, and I to take my time and understand. I know a lot of times I start teachings and we don't get to finish them, but how many of you know that you as teachers and as leaders and as people of God, we got to be flexible. We have to go where God takes us. So God has taken me to dreams because dreams are so significant, and many of you are so prophetic people and you're having dreams and visions. Many of you are seers and seeing things you understand, so you just push it away. But understand that dreams many a time holds the key, hallelujah, to our Christian life. It helps us to understand what God is requiring of us. We ask God for answers, and how about many of us don't understand that God can answer you through a dream? So Father God, we just praise and bless your holy name, Adonai Yahweh, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. You are so beautiful. You are awesome. You are lovely. You are our husband, man. You are our chief intercessor. You are our God, our King. You are the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You are our joy, our peace, our hope is in you. And we thank you, Father, that as once this race is finished and we win a victor's crown, we know, God, that for we will forever be with you, Lord God. We can't wait for that day for the rapture to take place. But at the same time, God, we want all our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors to be saved, God. We don't want anyone to be lost. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this time of study. I take authority over this atmosphere, and I bind every witchcraft prayer, every devil, every wizard, every satanic agenda that will try to block this. I bind you with chains and fetters of iron in the name of Jesus. And I release the 10 plagues of the Lord against you. I release the indignation of God against you. I release the finger of God against you in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that I have clear transmission. Lord God, let every witchcraft crystal ball be darkened. Let their eyes be blacked out. I speak deafness, blindness, Lord God, cataract in the name of Jesus. And I just plead the blood of Jesus. Lord God, call down hailstones with fire mixed with the blood of the Lamb against every wicked agenda that will come against any person that's assigned to hear this study in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give God some praise, honor, and glory. He deserves all the glory, honor, and praise forever. We need to stay in a state of praise and worshiping God because there is none like him. The Lord God, he causes us to triumph. He gives us the victory. Hallelujah. Our victory is in Christ Jesus. Today we stand to see the salvation of the Lord in every situation. I pray for everyone that's going through a hard situation in high place. If you are in Christ Jesus, be of good courage, because he has already overcome the world, and he's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you through every low place. He's going to take you over every mountain. He's going to cause every mountain in your life to be flattened in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord saying, Jessica, hallelujah. There's a woman out there named Jessica, and you're going through a marital problem, a lot of marital problems. And I want to understand that the Lord doesn't want to embarrass anybody, but the Lord said, just hold on a little while longer. Hallelujah. Glory, because he's going to make a way. He's already made a way, but victory is coming in that situation. Stand to see the salvation of the Lord, because God says he's going to turn it around for you. In the name of Jesus, God is going to turn it around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your best is yet to come. Your latter is going to be better than your former. Be of good courage, Jessica, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way this afternoon. Lord, interrupt whatever you need to interrupt for people. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let me decrease as you increase. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're talking about dreams. Dreams. Dreams are not fictitious, but true realities. They are roadmaps to destinies of your lives, of our lives. Understand it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to be going through a lot of scriptures, and I want you to understand, I'm going to read some of them, and some of them, I pray that you write them down and study those in scriptures in your free time. Hallelujah. So the first scripture, Ephesians 6, chapter 1, through 12. Hallelujah. Understand that they could be referred to as a spiritual checkup. Every dream has a voice. Interpretations of dreams come only through the knowledge and power of God's word. You got to go into God's word, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get revelation. When you have a dream that you don't understand, please, I implore you, don't push it aside, but go through fasting and prayer and ask God to help you. Understand this. The original plan of God for man on earth, it was to be in good health and procreate and be a blessing to generations. That was the plan of God, according to Genesis 1:28. Now let's read Genesis 1:28. Let's go over there. Hallelujah. We know that's the first book of the Bible. And it says, and God blessed them, talking about Adam and Eve, and male and female. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. See, guys, from the beginning, God wanted to bless mankind, and he wanted them to procreate, to mean have families and replenish the after its kind. Hallelujah. Man's inability to explore the eccentricity of this rich endowment as a result of sin brought about by eating of the forbidden fruit, which God the Maker had commanded Adam and Eve not to eat. So before that, they had the ability to understand. But the reason why we cannot understand dreams and visions that we should nowadays is because of sin. Sin has corrupted every area. Sin, even when we're in Christ Jesus, it's still that cloud over a dream. There's still a blockage there. That's why we have to fast and pray to remove the blockage. Amen. Understand it. The disobedience by man brought sorrow, fears, and anguish into the world because of the fall of man, because Eve was deceived and Adam followed along with her. All of humanity has had to suffer the consequences of a fallen world. Understand, spiritual vampires have formed a formidable power that fights man continually to deny him of God's glory upon his life. Understand that the enemy don't want you to find out what God has for your life. The enemy does not want you to walk in what God has prepared for your life. Understand that we have to fight. We have to fight in prayer and stand in faith and live a holy life so that we can fulfill destiny. Because at every step, the enemy is contending with our destiny. There are many people that find themselves that passed away, that entered eternity, never ever finding out truly what God had in store for them, for their life, or even walking in it, understanding. The Lord says, remember the Bible stated, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prosper. God's desire is for our soul to prosper. God's desire is for us to be in good health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to understand dreams is the blood of our destiny. Dreams is the picture of our world. Dreams is a powerful tool which can be used to determine the future, today, and the past. It is one thing to follow your dreams, and it's another thing to monitor it through prayer. When we have dreams, we have to monitor our life. Pray over the dreams that you have had. Pray and thank God for them to come to pass if they're from Him. Hallelujah. So it's very important we, particularly Christians or anyone for that matter, take dreams very seriously. Through our dreams, our destinies can be checked in on. Through our dreams, we can see where God is leading and guiding us and where we need to come up, because dreams from God, they show us where we've been, where we are, and where we need to be in Him. It is so very important. This is the, we have to understand it. This is the more reason we must bring back the culture of understanding our dreams in a biblical format. I'm not talking about going to no palm reader. I'm not talking about looking through your third eye. I'm talking about we need to use our Bible, biblical format for interpreting our dreams. Hallelujah. We have to understand naturally God speaks to man in their dream. God speaks to man through revelation, and also God speaks through people in vision. Hallelujah. Let us go over to Job. We're going to read Job 33. Glory. Hallelujah. This afternoon, we thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to go over to Job 33:14-15. Hallelujah. Job, let us go. Just let me get over to Job 33, hallelujah, 14-16. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumbereth upon the bed, then he, talking about God, opened the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. So in other words, the word of God is saying that God speaks over and over to mankind, and yet don't perceive it. So what does God do? He said, in a dream, in a vision of the night, hallelujah, of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumberings upon the bed, slumbering me multiple nights upon the bed, then he, God, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, gives you what to do. Clearly, God instructs us in the night season. Hallelujah. It says, then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. It is from God. It's so important. So we obey God while we are awake. We must also learn to obey God in the night season, what he tells us to do in the night. Hallelujah. It is the man that responds to the picture of their dreams. I call dreams a spiritual television, because something, when in a dream, we know that something is being played out. You can watch every segment of our dream in the spirit. My goodness. It is sad that most people have not been able to discern the voice of God from the voice of the devil while they are asleep, and they can't discern. We can't, like the, it says here in Job 33, man cannot perceive. These agents of darkness operate in a night to introduce bad dreams into the lives of people and to confuse and distract them from picking important messages or revelation God is bringing to them through the dream. In other words, the devil comes in, sneaks in. It says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. The enemy comes in and he brings in confusion in the dreams. He makes it cloudy so you don't know if it's from God. Or he comes. It's something called dream manipulation. And we're going to pray a prayer against that later after we finish our Bible study, because many people have been duped by the devil. But in the name of Jesus, we decreeing and declaring that the eyes of the people of God are being opened, that we are not going to no longer be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, and that we're going to trust God in every way for victory. Hallelujah. Here's the scripture, Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. I pray that you have it. And it says, but while men slept, his enemies came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So when did it happen? While men slept. Why are you sleeping? Today, most people go into deep spiritual sleep, and when they wake up, they never remember what they have dreamt about. Have you ever had a dream, and the minute you woke up, you cannot remember? My God, they never care to know the meanings of their dream. Many people, if they have a dream and they don't remember, they just go about their day. But can I tell you, when I have a dream that I don't remember, I pray and I say, Holy Ghost, hi, you're the giver of everything. You know everything. Please, I pray that you would bring that dream back to me and that you would give me spiritual interpretation so that I could walk the way of righteousness in Jesus' name. And I continue to pray that prayer and I began to thank God. Hallelujah. And then many times later on in that day, the dream would come back to me. God, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Remember that he is our teacher. He is our counselor. He's our instructor. He is the administrator of the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's his job to make sure that we know what we need to know, because we know the Holy Ghost is the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people have dumped their dreams into spiritual garbage bags. This is why God is having serious problems with some Christians today. Meanwhile, there are another set who have chosen to ignore their dreams, never make any attempt to look for the spiritual interpretation. Understand this. This is very dangerous, because when you forget or ignore your dreams, you stand at a risk of missing important messages from God. When we nor or forget our dreams, we stand at a risk missing important instruction from God. Remember in Job chapter 33, it says that God, hallelujah, instructs us. That's why it's important when you go to sleep to make sure you have a pad and pencil right by your bedside. Amen. Holy, hallelujah. I pray that you're getting some understanding. Sadly, I know what the devil is planning towards him. Failure to know its meaning is an avenue to put the person under bondage of the enemy. In other words, when you don't recognize what the enemy is saying, what he's trying to do in a dream, the enemy, it puts you under bondage because you're not able to see. So therefore, you will be more likely to fall into the traps of the enemy. Understand this, people of God. Every dream has a voice, whether good, bad, or nonsense. Remember, God's dreams, we know, always are good for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you. God said in Jeremiah 29, I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring you to expect the end. Understand this, people of God, that the devil's agenda, plans, is completely opposite of God. In other words, his plan is to John 10:10, to steal, kill, and destroy your life. See, the problem is that the enemy operates in the lives of people to disorganize what God has arranged, and thereby plant troubles into their dreams. The enemy comes to sow seeds. If we could get the revelation that the enemy comes to sow seeds of sow demonic seeds, we will not be so quick to bring a demonic harvest. But when we cannot recognize what's planted, then we're going to bring forth the fruit after that kind. Amen. Understand, the enemy has used dreams to confuse a lot of people in their marital lives, financial and spiritual matter. Satan can, remember the Bible said that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light and deceive countless numbers of believers in their dream. He can make the dream look like it's from God, when it's actually from him. Not everything that represents white is peaceful in the dream, as dreams suggest, being a good dream. This is where the devil is tactfully organized to people. He make you think it's a good dream because everything is good. You getting this, you getting riches and gold or whatever he's trying to manipulate with, and he's using it to bring you into bondage. Dreams cannot be examined or interpreted by human understanding, reasoning, or imagination, set by the knowledge and the power of God. In fact, you cannot interpret dreams by the facial expressions of a person. You can't go by that. These are spiritual. Dreams are spiritual, whether they from the realm of God, which is the third heaven, or they from the second heaven activity. Understand it. You still are spiritual. Dream interpretation is decoded by spiritual discernment. Every dream has a voice, and the voice is either to make us great or put limitations against us. My God, if you are one of the people that hate dreams, you need to begin to love it, because it is very good to dream, because it shows that your spiritual monitor is active. When people say they never dream, that's a very bad sign. That means that their spiritual antennas is not activated. And something may have happened along their life, walking this life, that has shut it down. Either a curse has been upon them, the enemy has stolen their glory. Something has happened that caused their spiritual monitor to be deactivated. Understand is dreams also help us to understand the biblical meaning of dreams in order to know the roadmap of your destiny. Very important. And remember, the Bible says that God's word is a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. When we look at that light, lamp, it doesn't give but only so much light, but it gives enough for us to take the next step. Understand that dreams are a roadmap. God gives you the next step for that business, for your family, for your life, for your career, whatever God is dealing with you with, for your ministry. Hallelujah. It is very good that many people are beginning to understand the importance of their dreams and how to tactical them through prayer. Tackle them through prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dreams are not fiction, but they are true realities. I said that earlier. Many people dream, and they will see their dreams come to pass immediately after they have had it, while others would, and their dreams will take a longer period before it starts to manifest. Remember, everything has a season. Hallelujah. You can have a dream and it could take years for it to come to pass. Or you can have a dream and it'll come to pass in the same day. You don't know. It depends on the time and season of that dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, it is even clear that most people would dream and sleep over it, that it can never come to pass, while there are other categories of people who would dream about others and decide not to share their dreams to them. Now, as far as dreaming about other people and sharing it, I personally will not tell someone a dream I had about them unless the Holy Spirit has given me permission. If he has not given me permission, I will pray for that person, pray about the dream, whether I discern it's from God or not. Amen. Hallelujah. When God revealed a person to you in a dream and your spiritual metabolism is forcing you to share it, but you refuse, don't be surprised when nightmares backfire to you or any member of your family. If God tells you to share, do not be disobedient. It is through dreams you can be able to know how to claim that blessing or pray against the manifestation of a dream. Ephesians, I gave you earlier, 6:11-12. Let's go to that. I want to read that scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're getting something out of this today. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 11 to 12. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. If you are the one who don't remember your dream, or you don't dream at all, it is not something you rejoice about. Don't joke with your dreams, as they are important to do spiritual checkups. Ask God to reveal your dream life. Some people would not notice that whenever they are about to do something something good and get a breakthrough, that a particular dream would occur. And when they had that dream, and it stops the breakthrough. We have to be on guard. We have to understand. That's why understand, even as we dream, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. The word of God clearly tells us. Glory to God that we're wrestling against. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principality, powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We know, glory to God, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's not just waking life that he's after. He's after every aspect of your life. And understand that the enemy is relentless, the wicked one. He is relentless, and he have a whole kingdom of wicked cohorts that's backing him up. So we need to know, hallelujah. So today, fairness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what I want to talk to you about, I'm going to start talking about some scenarios in dreams. Hallelujah, Jesus. 90% of spiritual stealing happens in dreams. Greater number of marriages have been hindered in the dream world. For many people, their finances have been stolen in dreams. For over millions of people, their body organs have been removed and exchanged in this dream by spiritual vampires. Yes, there is such thing as spiritual vampires. The most tragic of our nightmares happen in the night, and the rest happens during the day. Hi, Lord, glory to God. See, this is the problem. The Bible says to be carnal minded. That means fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. We have to understand that there is a world that's parallel to this world. As a matter of fact, the spiritual realm is more real than this world. Understand that. That's why we need to know. Let's talk about for a few minutes. I want to talk about types of dreams. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me a second. I'm just going to take a little sip. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The reminder dream. This type of dream brings things to your remembrance or consciousness. This dream could be good or bad. Even when you have prayed toward it, it will keep reminding you that it has not been solved spiritually. That's called the reminder dream. It keeps coming back. It keeps coming back in your mind. You could be at work going about your daily business, and a dream keeps coming back to your mind. Understanding. Take care of the dream that reminds you of you're dreaming about certain places more than once. It is reminding you of some bad things in the line which is not clear to you, telling you that you should take spiritual effort toward the dream. In other words, go into fasting and prayer. God showed you the dream for you to deal with it spiritually once and for all. So in other words, you can have a dream that God is showing you over and over again, some area of your life that you have not dealt with, and God wants you to deal with it so you may have that dream over and over again. So the thing is that you need to fast and pray, because God wants you to deal with it. For example, you can have an area where you're lusting. And we know that God does not want us to lust. The Bible says that we are to have self-control. And so you keep having an issue with lust. God wants you to deal with that. So God keeps showing you that dream, that particular area that he wants you to place at his feet, and he wants you to be delivered from. Number two types of dreams. And I'm going to give you for this, hallelujah, I'm going to give you four types of dreams. Hallelujah. The second one is the repetitive dream. This dream keeps telling you to focus more of your attention on that dream. In addition, it also means that you have not yet addressed the dream well. A repetitive dream will force you to take quick spiritual action on the dream. This is a dream picture that indicates that the problem still remains or is hiding in your life. For example, if such a dream is bad, it is a sign for you to study the dream's symbol, elements, and people and pray against it. Repetitive dreams could be a divine dream, a bad dream, a warning dream, or even a psychological dream. God keeps repeating some dreams to us so that we can be able to solve them well through the right prayers. So we can to pray, ask the Holy Spirit, what do you need to pray about in order to bring this, to bring resolution to the dream? Remember, it is I with us. We partner with the Holy Spirit. So therefore, we ask him, what is it that I need to be doing? What is it that you're trying to speak to me? Help me, because I want to walk away in righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, a third type of dream is the predictive dream. This dream keeps telling you what is about to happen to you. This, understand, let me take a side note for a moment. When we have dreams, 99% of the time, the dream is about us, something going on with us. Even though other people are in the dream, even though it may seem like it's more about the other person, but we have to take notice of, how am I responding in the dream? How am I dressed in the dream? What is the era of the dream? All are important, unless the Holy Spirit specifically say that it's about that person. Hallelujah. So we were just talking about the repetitive dream. Hallelujah, Jesus. Next is, we were on number three, the predictive dream. This dream keeps telling you what is about to happen, as I said to you. This dream may give you the feeling that such dream will come to pass, that you should follow it up with prayers immediately. For example, a person who had sex in the night, he may have a feeling that he will have sex, a sexual dream, predictive dreams with our subconscious mind. That's a predictive dream with our subconscious mind, because the person had sex that night, whatever, and then whatever, he had sex that night, he have the feeling that when he go to sleep, he's going to have a sexual dream. Now, also, we have to understand the side. We're talking about the angel of light. Well, we know that there are sex demons that do come to people. So if you have a sex outside of marriage, or you still have some, or you have a spirit of lust, or you have lust in your heart, because we have to understand, when a person has a spirit of lust, that means it means that their heart is full of lust. And so they see another person that they're drawn to who has a lust spirit, and so the lust in their heart draws them to that person. So it's not necessary that they have the lust spirit. They have the lust spirit within their heart. And so it's all about connection. The enemy wants to connect with the souls of humanity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation knowledge. Next, number four, the descriptive dream. This dream keeps describing the dream for you when you could not discern it quickly. This dream keeps describing the dream for you when you cannot discern it quickly. It discerns it by describing the intention of that person in the dream. For example, when you dream about a man planning to put a ring on your hand and you wake up, this dream tells you what the man is about to do. Understand, it could be a natural person, or it can be a spiritual husband, a spiritual demon that's trying to make a covenant with you. Remember, things are good and bad. God could be showing you a warning so that you can go in prayers and break the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Next, let's talk about stages of dreams. Stages of dreams. And I'm going to give you three stages of dreams. The dream of infancy. This is the stage where God begins to show you dreams when you are a little baby. Yes, babies have dreams. These dreams give you a clue about some of your activity at your infancy stage. It's true that every child has dreams. Hallelujah. Now, this could be children, or it could be spiritually if you are a new believer and you are a baby. So it could be physically, and it could be your spiritual life as well. Next, a dream of childhood. This is another stage of dreams where God is trying to reveal to you something about your childhood. A dream about your childhood is to capture some mysterious things that happened during your childhood years. For example, a person may dream where she was playing with her schoolmates. So the dream about childhood will try to explain to you what happened. See, that's why it's so important That's why, you know, that's why so many people have baggage, because they don't deal with things. And God doesn't want us to be in the dark. God wants us to have peace within our souls and spirit. And so God shows us these things and we ignore it. Wake up. We must wake up and understand that when God shows us things, when we have these dreams, we need to go to the maker, the creator of all things, the Lord God Almighty, Abba Father, and ask him. Glory to God. The dream of adulthood. This is also a critical stage that every mature person needs to monitor and address in their dream. When you are in the stage of adulthood, God might just decide to remind you of the dream you had during your adult days. Hallelujah. So there are different stages, but we have to understand if they're from God, God is trying to show you something. God may be trying to heal you from something. God may be trying to deliver you from something. God, remember, God's thoughts are towards you always good, always thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. So we have to take what God has given us, even if it's in a dream, and take it serious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's talk how to know the source of your dreams. So I'm going to briefly talk about how we can know dreams are from God. Amen. We need to know if dreams, because it's, I want to get over to something else. Hallelujah. Let's start with dreams from God. Dreams from God always make people feel normal, peaceful, happy, stable, reasonable, and sensible. God reveals important things that we should God reveals important things in dreams to make our life better, to make our life great in him. So this kind of dream is a promising one. Hallelujah. God's dreams are promises. The Bible said God's word is yes and amen. Yes and amen. God never comes to bring sadness on us. Hallelujah. Even if we're not living right, God brings us correction, but he also brings us a hope with that dream. This kind of dream is a promising one. It is a dream that is self-explanatory. You can easily decode what the Lord is trying to reveal to you in these types of dreams. You don't need an interpreter to explain this kind of dream to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Dreams from God give you the assurance that you're going to fulfill destiny. And the scripture for that I'm given is Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. God can reveal a particular person that has been responsible for all your troubles in that dream. God can also reveal terrible things ahead of you that will try to destroy your families or friends, so that you can pray and counter that in the name of Jesus. God can give you solutions to overcome situations in your life. Hallelujah. Let us go over to Genesis 37. I just want to read that. Hallelujah. This afternoon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Let's go to 37. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're going to read from verses 3 to 7 this afternoon. And it says, now Israel loved Joseph more. I'm going to make sure I'm in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 3-7. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obstinance to my sheaf. Now we know this is the dream when Joseph dreamed the dream, and ultimately he was shown that he was going to be raised to a seat of authority, and they were going to pay an homage to him. Also, you can write down this scripture, Numbers 12:6, Joel 2:28, and Jeremiah 23:28. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Sometimes many mistake the part of a dream from God as the same thing as a dream from the devil. Sometimes you're not able to discern it. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. If a dream brings you confusion, more than likely it's not from God. God spoke to Joseph through dreams. God also speaks to people in dreams in order to instruct and guide us. Hallelujah. God also speaks to people in order to warn them. And I gave you the scripture. God can also use dreams to reveal the plan of your life. He did in the case of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. And you can write those down just for the sake of time. God can use dreams to pass messages across. God can use dreams for many different things, whatever he chooses, because he's the God of all creation. Hallelujah. Next, number two, dreams from the devil. Now, dreams from the devil always make people confused, frustrated, frightened, unstable. It is a nightmare that gives tension, fear, sorrow, and sad. The plan is to deceive, kill, and to destroy your good dreams. He does not want you to receive peaceful and joyful dreams. Sadly, the devil will make covenants with you in dreams to make sure you are under their demonic custody forever. Understand that the devil uses dreams to make demonic covenants with people. And we're going to go into that. I'm going to put my first part of that today. For example, eating in dreams, having sex in dreams, nakedness in dreams, snake in dreams, red pepper in dreams, picking fruit from the ground are of the bad symptoms of dreams from the pit of darkness. My God. And we're going to get into that. Today we're going to go into what it means to eat in dreams because it's very serious. Okay, dreams for man. Number three, dreams for men. Dreams for men have to do with the state of the mind. This is the dream of man that often occupies their mind throughout the day. Many times when you are constantly meditating on something throughout the day, you will lay down and dream about that. The man's flesh has the ability to influence a physiological state of man. When a dream comes from man, God has nothing to do with it. Make no mistake. Remember, the flesh and the spirit are at war against each other. Neither is the devil behind such dreams that emanate from the mind of man. Isaiah 29:8. If your heart is obsessed with a particular thought, even a particular thought, event, or occasion before you sleep, it is impossible for such thoughts may be replayed in your dreams. Those who have problems with emotional matters may dream about it, which is not necessarily mean good or bad. Understanding. In other words, that your flesh can dictate what you dream that's coming from your soulish realm. Let's talk about what time we have. We're doing good. Examples of dreams from the Bible perspective, and it's important. Number one, and I'm going to give you, how many I'm going to give you today? We want to get over to Hallelujah, Jesus. Example of dreams from the Bible perspective, and it's important. Number one, Joseph's dream made his own brothers and his brethren to hate him the more because of grace. The grace to dream dreams that will come to pass. Genesis 37:4-10. God came to Amalek in a dream by night and said to him that Sarah was not his wife, but she was Abraham's sister. Listen to this. God came to Amalek, who was the king at the time, in a dream by night and said to him that Sarah was not his wife. That Sarah was his wife and not his sister. Genesis 21:4. I don't know what's going on today, but we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Number three, God revealed to King Pharaoh in his dream that there would be 7 years of abundance of food and 7 years of hunger, famine. King Pharaoh stored food for the hunger time, Egypt and those around throughout the period. throughout the period of starvation. Genesis 41:22-32. Hallelujah. The life of Jesus Christ was protected by means of the dream which God gave to Joseph. Remember when Herod wanted to kill all the babies? That's Matthew chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. And they were departed. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." My God. Number five, Nebuchadnezzar had a troubled dream which the magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans were not able to interpret his dream. God gave the servants at last from destruction. It was Daniel that interpreted the dream for King Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, he wanted to Nebuchadnezzar wanted to kill all the magicians and all the soothsayers, and that meant that they was going to kill Daniel and his three companions. Why? Because they considered them soothsayers. Hallelujah. But God gave Daniel the answer to the dream. Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. Also, Daniel chapter 2, 36 to 46. Hallelujah. Why do you think the king wanted to kill all the magicians and all those in the land? Because the king knew the importance of dreams. He did not rest until his dream was interpreted. Glory to God. And we should not rest until our dreams are interpreted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want to go into some things about dreams. Today I want to talk about eating in dreams. Eating in dreams. You would think that eating in dreams is no big deal. But can I tell you that eating in dreams is a very big deal. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Let's thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And before we get into this, we're going to take a quick two-minute break. And then we're going to get right back into our teaching. Just a moment. Sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Glory to God. If a man therefore purges himself. Next scripture, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6. It says, do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies. Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies. Ah, Jesus. Matthew 13:25. It says, but while men slept, his enemies came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his ways. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Purge yourself from every evil food eaten in the dream is a sign of deliverance and restoration. You should not be eating in dreams. Eating in dreams is very demonic. Don't let the enemy fool you. No longer take it lightly. It's very serious. Our state of mind or work might influence or contribute to this kind of dream, which can mean nothing. But for the purpose of this, I want you to understand that the than likely it is bad. This is the most commonest dream among many people today. Eating in a dream is a spiritual poison that can paralyze your destiny. The spiritual aspect of food makes it dangerous to people. Any food eaten in dream has a way of putting you into bondage. These stubborn forces will appeal to you in the dream to prepare all manner of food and put it in your mouth. People easily encounter trouble whenever they finish eating in the dream. This is why Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. The kind of food you ate in the dream is enough to punish you spiritually and physically. Understand it. Eating food in the dream is a satanic food meant to put you in serious bondage. It initiates someone into witchcraft world. It is an avenue where the enemy can easily attack people with ease and program affliction in their lives. Nowadays, a lot of people are eating in dreams and never know the types of food they are eating. Some people are satisfied by the evil food that they ate, and whenever they wake up from sleep, they feel so tired, depressed, sad, unhappy, terrible looking, emotional degradation. Understand this evil food that we are talking about is enough to bewitch you and cause evil to grow slowly. My God. The unclean spirit that organizes these foods with their ingredients are witchcraft caterers. Understand, there's a set, and I've taught about this before, there's a class of demons called night caterers. Their job is to go around and engage people and bring demonic food to bring pollution into the person's life. If you concentrate your warfare prayers with midnight prayer battles against activities of witchcraft night raiders, you are doing yourself a very good favor. Understand that. No matter what food is prepared in the dream, they are demonic processed foods that plant evil deposits in the body. That's why the Bible says we should renew our mind, because the enemy is walking around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It's all about devouring your life and your children's life. My God. Understand this, a person that often eats in a dream can never be victorious over the enemy. A person, why? Because the enemy has them in bondage. They need to go and seek serious prayer and deliverance. It could be, and the reason they could be in a serious bondage, the reason they could be eating food, it could be a generational curse on the family. It could be some unrepentant sin. Anything like that could open the door to night caterers. A person that has partial dreams of eating cannot enjoy God's blessing in his or her life. Understand it. The tactic of the devil in this end time is to feed and satisfy with ancestral food of the stomach of many Christians who have a shining glory. It's to steal your glory. It's to cause you to live a limitless life. It's for you not to progress. It's for you to stay stuck. It's for you to live depressed. Many times night caterers bring food in order to put sickness on people. Some people wake up and they okay when they go to sleep, and when they wake up they sick. Know that these demons can use or conjure the face of any person to cook and serve you food in the dream. Sometimes it doesn't mean that they are the one. Remember, they are masquerading demons. That's why it's so important for us to study to know the different classes of demons. They are masquerading demons, and these masquerading demons come as people that you know, maybe from your past, maybe your mom, your dad, so that you will receive that person. Understand, most people will not receive from a stranger, but if it's somebody familiar to you, most people will accept it. But in the dream, don't accept no food. If you have accepted food, when you wake up, you need to begin to go into prayer. You need to renounce it, the food, everything about it, renounce it, plead the blood of Jesus, call the fire of the Holy Ghost down to burn it from the roots. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes it doesn't mean that, okay, I read it. So let's take a look at some of, hallelujah, some of the ways. Let's take a look at some of them before we go into what I really want to talk to. Let's talk about some of the ways that what it could mean. It could be your enemy of progress. That's why they feeding you. They could be feeding you because it'd be foundational demons, as I said, generational. It could be late people who are sent to manipulate your life. It could be one of your friends who naturally dislike you. It could be Jezebel's spirit. It could be one of your neighbors. It could be your partner. It could be the spirit of herbalist. It could be your own children, relative. It could be the person that you have had confrontation with. So it could come from anything. The important part is that you have to deal with it. That's why spiritual warfare, the Bible says that the Lord teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight so that we're able to break a bow of bronze. But we must ask God to teach our hands to war and fingers to fight. Amen. Meaning of eating in the dream. It says, when you eat in the dream, it is an indication that the enemy has stopped your glory from functioning well. However, it brings spiritual pollution, oppression, and evil manipulation. Whenever food is eaten in the dream, it can remain in your body for years in order to destroy your life, except by deliverance. Once again, deliverance. We have to understand, that's why I feel so sad that people in the body of Christ, particularly many leaders, don't believe in the ministry of deliverance. When God knew what was going to happen, understand, God knows the end from the beginning, from the everything has already happened, and we're working back to the end, but God knows the end from the beginning. This is why he gave the doctrine of deliverance, so that people could be delivered. I thank you that God made me a minister of deliverance. One of my callings is a minister of deliverance. And if you are, or anyone you know needs deliverance, I invite you to call me at 954-882-2621. Amen. Hallelujah. The earlier you start, it's so delivered. When a person is eating food in the dream, the devil is distributing poison into the body of that person. The earlier you start to eat with unknown or dead people, the higher the risk factor. Once you're eating more often with strangers in the dream, it may be difficult for you to regain your virtue. When you eat with known and unknown person in the dream, you have been bewitched and manipulated. When you eat with strangers in the dream, you will be spiritually and physically down to suffering. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lie. A man who's always eating in his dream may be working so hard, but he makes little gains. My God, this kind of dream brings the spirit of go slow, where others are making progress and counting their millions. Unlike sexual dreams, eating in dreams happens to be one of the greatest spiritual attacks ever. However, the evil food goes and hides itself in the body. My God. Some evil food can hide themselves in the kidney, the liver, the heart, reproductive organs, your vein, your blood. That's why you got to call those spirits out of those places. Call them out of the liver. Call the evil, rotten food, the polluted food out of your liver, out of your pancreas, out of your belly, out of your lungs, out of wherever. You got to pray like that, people. If you normally experience movement inside your body, it's a result of some food that you have eaten or been fed by strangers. If you always observe the sickness is a common thing for you, then the symptom of spiritual food is working against your health. Understand that. When you eat any kind of food with strangers, known or dead relatives in a dream, you will receive the arrow of obeying the voice of witchcraft. When you begin to eat your favorite food with certain people in the spirit realm, your progress will be restricted, arrested, and by the time you are plagued with problems, will automatically leave you with frustration and shame. No matter how the food is being served or eaten in the dream, your life will be exposed to sickness and difficulty. Once again, the devil is a lie. The moment this dream becomes frequent, it will be an avenue where you cannot fulfill any of your destiny. The gap between progress and demotion will be far. My God, we have to see how serious this is. Strange persons may give you food to eat in the dream. Once you eat it, it begins to kill your spiritual life gradually and causing bad luck and disappointment. Eating in the dream is one of the most powerful dreams that can hinder the deliverance person. If you often fed by dead people or unknown people repeatedly, you stand at the chance of untimely death. If you wake up and start feeling uncomfortable after this dream, you should vomit such food spiritually through prayer and fasting before it spreads to all parts of your blood system. In demonic dreams, eating is a defilement of the flesh, same as having sexual intercourse in a dream. Eating in a dream generally aborts blessings and causes promises to fail, sorrow to arise. My God, it leads one to having a spirit of dishonor, setbacks. Understand it. Eating in dreams can cause stagnation and hatred. Those that eat in their dreams are the spiritual slaves. A spiritual slave is that person who has a mark on him or her, which attracts the invasion of demonic agents. They become a slave to their masters. It is a serious matter. And many people may not believe this because they are Christians, and that's why so many people perish before lack of knowledge. We need to be like the Bereans. The Bible says, first of all, the Lord never said, read your Bible. He says, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be in the shame, able to rightly divide the word of truth. So we are supposed to study. And also we need to be like the Bereans. They were always searching the scripture, but search the scriptures. Get your concordance out. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the true truth to you. And stop just casting everything off that you don't know or everything that you don't see in the Bible. The Bible is full of mysteries. There are things in it that you would not even know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's talk about a brief fact of eating in the dream. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Number one, eating food in the dream can make you lose your blessing. Number two, eating food in the dream can waste your destiny. Number three, eating food in the dream cannot be a manner from God. It's not from God. Number four, eating food in a dream cannot satisfy your hunger. Number five, eating in a dream can enslave you. Number four, eating in a dream cannot satisfy your hunger. And number five, eating in a dream can enslave you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, let's go. Hallelujah. What are the kinds of food you are eating in your dream? The Bible says, if you are weak in the days of adversity, your strength is small. My God, let's talk. They are evil food sacrificed to demons. They are satanic food poison. They are witchcraft foods obtained from the pit and from garbage. They are ancestral foods. They are household foods. They are envious enemies' food. Sources of evil food in the dream. In John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, it says. So the devil obtained their food ingredients from the following sources. These include, they gather their ingredients from satanic covenants, witches and warlocks. They collect their materials from garbage. My God, they obtain food materials from a smelly place. They gather their ingredients from the target. They pick them up from the sand. They buy the ingredients from the graveyard. Imagine that. This is some serious stuff we're talking about, people. We cannot play. We have to wake up. The lights need to come on in our mind. Why am I living like this? Why I never can reach that place of success? Why can't I never please reach that place of blessing? Let's talk about possible places that you can contact evil food. It can be through partying. It can be through the food shared to commemorate the death of somebody. It can be through begging for food. It can be through eating in a strange food canteen. It can be through food prepared by your friends, family members, or total strangers. It can be through food shared by your neighbor, landlord. This is the places you, and remember, we're talking about in the dream. All the places that you can get food from in a dream. This is everything I'm talking about is in the dream. Now, here are some of the reasons why they may have given you food. Know this fact that those known or unknown persons that gives you food to eat in a dream might be your enemy. Pray and inquiring prayers. I mean, pray and fast. The following reasons include to arrest your blessing. This is the reason why they may be doing it. To make your deliverance ineffective, to sacrifice your destiny, to plant all kinds of rubbish inside your body, to make things difficult for you, to demote you in your place of work, to cause memory loss, to exchange, number eight, to exchange your virtue, number nine, to bring you down from grace to grass, number 10, to make you crawl and allow people to supersede you. Number 11, to attract markers against your situation. Number 12, to put out your spiritual fire and other spiritual gifts. Number 13, to frustrate your career and marital prospects. Number 14, to make you suffer in pains and worry. 15, to put holes inside your pocket so you never have anything. Number 16, to cause miscarriages or womb blockage. My God, the enemy is relentless. He is wicked. Understand, the enemy has no soul, people. He has no soul. The major symptoms of eating in a dream: affliction and hardship, frustration and discouragement, satanic delay of blessing and sluggish progress, defeat and struggling, non-achievement or underachievement. Qualify for a job, but the job will be given to others who is not even qualified. Satanic arrest of your progress, sickness and disease, untimely death, satanic diversion of destiny, lack of fulfillment, disrespect where there should be honor, lack of favor and helpers. Demonic oppression, satanic barriers and embargoes, disappointment and frustration, closed heavens and closed doors, failure at the edge of success, spirit of backwardness, can never go forward, demotion, anointing of the tail instead of the head, profitlessness, hard work. How to exercise, let's talk about how to exercise victory over eating in the dream. If you're spiritual life is going down gradually, quickly ask God to give you fresh fire to stand on. Number two, to deal with this dream, you have to confess your sins and repent for them. Number three, prayer is the key. You have to take some stubborn prayers for God to deliver you from these nightmares. Number four, let your Bible be part of your weapon. You need to read at least Bible verses before you sleep every night. Read some Bible verses before you go to sleep. Fasting and prayers are another strong weapon. Mark 9:29. You can never fast and pray enough against this stubborn dream. The key wins the dream. Hallelujah. Okay, number six, brokenness within and without. There's no hidden and hide and seek in Christian. Be so clear with your salvation and holiness to God. No plan. Begin to purge out the evil food from your body through the anointed oil. Sin can hinder your deliverance from eating in your dream. You must try as possible to flee from all manner of sin, whether secret sin or open. It is very necessary to wage war against foundational powers. Psalm 11:3. Break every soul tie covenant between you and the village powers, you and your city powers, you and your family powers, whatever powers. Number 11, blood of Jesus does wonders. With the blood of Jesus, you can uproot whatever the enemy has planted in your body. Revelation 12:11, Matthew 15:11. Let's do some prayer. We're going to close out with some prayer points today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you that you bring absolute and complete victory on every side, Lord God. We thank you for this wisdom, Father God. We thank you that you're showing your people, Father God, that the eyes of your people this opening up, God, because you want them to live a blessed life and not a limit life, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Evil food in my body. And I want you to repeat this, and you can go back and listen to this again. Evil food in my body, come all the way out of your hiding place in the name of Jesus. I command every evil plantation in my life, come out with all your roots. In the name of Jesus, lay hands on your stomach and keep repeating it. I command every evil plantation in my life to come out with roots in the name of Jesus. I cough out and vomit any food eaten at the table of the devil in the name of Jesus. I cough it out. I cough them out and vomit them in faith in the name of Jesus. Continue repeating that. Continue to repeat that. Every demonic or witchcraft food I've eaten in the dream world be purged out of my body by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Sickness introduced into my life as a result of evil dreams, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft living in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power summoned in my spirit and soul in the witchcraft kingdom, receive the fire of destruction in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between my spirit and soul in the witchcraft kingdom, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every unconscious witchcraft initiation in my life causing me to eat in the dream, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agent from my father and mother's side tormenting my life through eating in the dream, fall down and die by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, I drink the blood Jesus, and I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, I vomit all evil food that I have eaten in the dream when I was 5 to 10 years old in the name of Jesus. Father, I vomit all evil foods that I have eaten in the dream when I was 10 to 15 years old in the name of Jesus. Father, I vomit all evil foods that I have eaten in the dream when I was 15 to 20 years old in the name of Jesus. Father, I vomit all evil food that I have eaten in the dream when I was 25 to 30 years old. In the name of Jesus. Father, I vomit all food that I have eaten in the dream when I was 35 to 40 years old. Jesus, oh Lord, and now take a bottle of water. Oh Lord, as I drink this water, let every evil food that has changed, that turned to maggots in my body be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, as I drink this water, let it trouble the location where these evil foods are hidden in my body in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, as I drink this water, let it paralyze the evil effects of evil food in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, arise and deliver me from the power of eating in the dream in the name of Jesus. Every pollution done to my life as a result of eating in the dream be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Every foundation of power forcing me to eat in the dream, both day and night, be frustrated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every manipulation of evil food against my destiny scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power using strange food to initiate me into witchcraft kingdom be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Marine spirits feeding my soul with maggots in the dream be purged out by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I break and loose myself from every collective evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, as I take a drink of this water, let it break every evil covenant established between me and the witchcraft caterers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let the foundation of my problem be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse behind this evil feeding, break by the blood of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. My Father, begin to disgrace the powers feeding me in the dream in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your great deliverance. Thank you, God. He who has begun a good work is able to bring it, continue to the day of completion. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Victory is in the camp of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I call forth your protocol of angels to come and do a mighty battle on our behalf. Have in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. I call forth the warring angel, the ministering angel, the territorial angel in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to slay every devil and demon. Oh Lord, show me dreams and visions would advance my cause in the name of Jesus. Let all satanic designs of oppression against me and my family and dream vision be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let all the enemies of my good dreams and visions for my home be rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. I bind the activity of demonic manipulation in my dreams and visions in the name of Jesus. I stand against any defeat in my dreams in the name of Jesus. I claim freedom from Santana and rested dreams in the name of Jesus. I claim all the good things which God has revealed to me through dreams in the name of Jesus. You're gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, perform the necessary surgical operation in my life and change all that has gone wrong in the spiritual world in the name of Jesus. I claim back all the good things which I have lost as a result of defeat and attacks in my dream in the name of Jesus. I arrest every spiritual attacker and paralyze their activities in my life in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my soul and virtue and blessed in the name of Jesus. Let all satanic manipulation through dreams be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Let all arrows, gunshot wounds, oppression and opposition in my dreams return to the sender in the name of Jesus. Let me reject every evil spiritual loaded on me through dreams in the name of Jesus. All satanic animals, cats, dogs, snakes, crocodile, any animal activated against me be chained and be returned to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, purge my intestines, my blood from Santana food and injections in the name of Jesus. I break every evil covenant and initiation through dreams in the name of Jesus. I disband all hosts of darkness set against me in the name of Jesus. Let all past Santana defeat in my dream be converted to victory in the name of Jesus. Let all tests in the dream be converted to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let all scars in dreams be converted to stars in the name of Jesus. Let all trials and be converted to triumph in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let all losses and dreams be converted to gain in the name of Jesus. Let all defeats and dreams be converted to victories in the name of Jesus. Let all weakness and dreams be converted to strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, let all negative things in the dream be converted to positive in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every infirmity introduced in my life through dreams in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let all attempts by the enemy to deceive me through dreams fail woefully in the name of Jesus. I reject evil spiritual husband, wife, children, marriage, engagement, trading, pursuit, ornaments, money, friends, relatives in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, wash my spiritual eyes and ears and mouth with your blood in the name of Jesus. The God who answer by fire wherever any spiritual attacker come against me in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, replace all satanic dreams with heavenly vision and divine inspiration in the name of Jesus. I cancel and wipe off all evil dreams in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus erase all evil dreams in the name of Jesus. Lord, let all evil dreams be replaced with blessing in the name of Jesus. I command all my good dreams to come to pass in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every dream pollution in the name of Jesus. Lord, let every satanic attack on my life in the dream be converted to victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let all rivers, trees, forests, evil companions, evil pursuers, visions of dead relatives, snake, spirit husband, spirit wife, and masquerader manipulated against me and dreams be completely destroyed by the power and the blood of the Lord Jesus. Every power and spirit in the likeness of a snake attacking me in my dreams and ministry receive total disappointment in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast beyond my wildest dreams in the name of Jesus. I stand against every dream of defeat in the name of Jesus. I send the arrows of any gun shot in the dream back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I paralyze all night carriers catering, and I forbid their food in my dreams in the name of Jesus. I forbid their food in the name of Jesus. I cancel all vision, dreams, evil words, and curses contrary to my progress in the name of Jesus. I bind every demon that pollutes spiritual vision and dreams in the name of Jesus. Divine revelation, spiritual vision, dreams, and information will not become scarce commodities in my life in Jesus' name. Every satanic animal appearing in my dream falls and die now in the name of Jesus. I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft hand cannot even see the dream. Whatever in the name of Jesus. Every marine witchcraft that has introduced spiritual demonic demonic stuff in my dream die. Every agent of marine witchcraft posing as a husband or wife or children die in the name of Jesus. I command all my properties captured by spiritual robbers and dreams to become too hot to handle and come back to me now in the name of Jesus. Wonderful Lord Jesus, by your power, I reverse and defeat any defeat that I have suffered in the dream in the name of Jesus. Any dream that I have dreamt that are good and from God, I receive them now. Those that are Satan, I reject them now in the name of Jesus. Every night and dream attack and its consequences be nullified in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I command every good dream and vision that has been stolen away to be restored fresh now by fire. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I command every good dream and vision that has been transferred to be restored with fire. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I command every poison in my good dream and vision to be neutralized. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I command every good dream and vision that has been amputated to receive divine strength in the name of Jesus. Let all the contamination in my life through dreams be cleansed by the blood in Jesus once and for all. Hallelujah. I dash every poverty dream to the ground in the name of Jesus. I cancel the manipulation of every satanic dream in the name of Jesus. You power of the night polluting my night dreams. Be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Every anti-prosperity dream die in the name of Jesus. Let all satanic designs of oppression against me in dream be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, I cancel every evil dream by the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every instrument of Satan and retaliation, die right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I decree and declare that every devil and demon that has been loosed from their demonic assignment now become a part of Jesus' footstool forever and ever. Amen. And Father God, I decree and declare, Lord God, hallelujah, absolute victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week, we're going to continue our teaching, interpreting biblical dreams. Hallelujah, Jesus. Next week, we're going to talk about what it means to have sex in a dream. That's another important subject that we really need to discuss. Hallelujah, that you won't hear in the church. So, Father God, I seal this prayer, Father God. I thank you for this time of study. I thank you, Father God, Lord God, find backlash, retaliation, and revenge, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I pray over every person that continue to study this topic, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit will give them revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. And until our next program, may God continuously bless you, enlarge you, increase you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Lord, been so good to us, been so faithful to us. I can sing a billion songs, dance till my feet are numb, spin till I'm empty and poor, can't praise you enough. I can shout till my voice gives way, lead till I have no strength, through my breath try to explain, I can't praise you, love. And the time where to stop, I can never tell it all, words are few, this will have to do, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Yes, I do.